Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
All from the cauldron that is the Team 980 Studios in Washington, D.C. What is up, everybody? Good to have you with us on a Monday afternoon. And away we go. April the 28th, year of our Lord style 2025. Just back from the National Press Club. Just back from Mayor Muriel Bowser's office. Been at it all day, woke up at 5 a.m., probably before, because I'm paranoid about oversleeping alarms when I got to wake up really early. Drove into the nation's capital this morning, got to listen to the Junks early on, got to listen to Enter Sandman. That's how early I was in the car, which means 6 a.m. right here on the T980 and the Odyssey app, and of course, 106.7 The Fan. And then made my way, waddled my way over to Northwest, and met with, well, not the mayor in the morning, but met with a army of her lieutenants and Mark Klaus, the president of the Washington Commanders, and got lots of information on the new stadium, which was officially announced at 11 o'clock this morning, after they released a video voiced by Joe Theismann at 8 o'clock. I mean, everybody knew it was going down today because somehow, well, not somehow. I mean, they issued a press bulletin saying, you can't say anything. It's embargoed. You can't say anything at all. And, of course, people in the media found out about it. I mean, we all knew about it. But we were told not to say anything, so I didn't say anything. And then all of a sudden, everybody's got their reports out. You kind of had to sort of acknowledge this. But even then, at 8 o'clock this morning, we met with all of these people, got to ask lots of questions, some good answers, some good information, some good questions, a little brouhaha between the Washington Post and Mark Seagraves of NBC4. That was interesting. And then at 11 o'clock, we were over at the National Press Club near the White House, not too far away, right next to the JW Marriott, and got to meet with our big shindig press conference, whatever, with Muriel Bowser, Josh Harris, and Roger Goodell, the NFL commissioner. And in attendance was Dan Quinn, Adam Peters, Daryl Green, John Riggins, Joe Gibbs. I took the elevator down with Joe Gibbs, got a chance to say hello to the old ball coach. He was there. I did not get to see Riggo or Daryl Green, but they were there. DQ, Adam Peters, as I mentioned. Doug Williams, did not get to say hello to him, but got to hang out and absorb it all, as the Commanders have officially entered an agreement to come back home to their, as they call it, spiritual home at RFK Stadium. Now, I put up at WrestleMania621 on Twitter, X, whatever, and the radio station at Team 980 has retweeted a bunch, some video, some quotes, some coverage, some pictures of all the paraphernalia that they gave us. But I'm going to fill in some of the gaps, hopefully, for you, and chat with you guys about what this all means. And I think it means an awful lot to many of you out there that have been waiting for a day like this for a long time, since the Commanders were not the Commanders when they were the Redskins and they decided to leave. And then it only got worse from there. One thing we should point out from the very start, just because this deal has been agreed to, just because I have literally a contract in my hands, just because there's news releases and press conferences and boondoggles of all the sort, does not mean the shovel is going in the dirt. And even if there's a shovel or shovels that go in the dirt in late fall, early winter 2026, meaning next year, possibly as late as early 2027, even if, as we continue to say, and it's just us being realistic, using common sense, and doing our job, so don't blame the messenger, even if the shovels go in the dirt, even though you had this big old fancy-dancy press conference, there is absolutely no guarantee that this is happening. It used to be when you put the shovels in the dirt. Now, it's not even that. As I've mentioned several times, go check out what happened in Carolina to the Carolina Panthers practice facility in South Carolina. Go check that out in case you need to know what more I'm talking about. But the bottom line is this. They announced the deal. We've seen this before. Hey, let's have a big press conference. Let's announce the deal. Grant's trying to close and make a cauldron of the studio again. Thanks, Grant. Appreciate it. Grant doesn't understand it's 88 degrees in here. But anyway, we've seen this before, right? Not to kick anybody in the onions while they're down. We saw this in Alexandria, Virginia. Granted, a different political landscape. Granted, a different municipality. Granted, a different owner. We have seen this before. And the shovels weren't even in the dirt on that one. But the ink was barely dry before it was all downhill in a hurry. Now, do I believe that's going to happen here? No. But could it? Absolutely yes. Will it absolutely be a situation where we get to 2030 and there's a brand new spanking stadium? Brand spanking new stadium, I should say. I hope that's the plan. I don't know. And neither do you, and neither do they. They said, on the record, off the record, what have you, hey, you know, we're focusing on moving forward. 2026, blah, blah, blah. Nothing to see here. Don't worry about anything. We're going to be transparent. We're not using public tax money like people think we're using. All the different explanations. There were a couple council members there today The ones, like, I believe it's Kenyon Green, that are sympathetic or supportive of this. You know who wasn't there today? Phil Mendelson, who's like the chair of the D.C. Council, who is absolutely, at least on the record, and I don't know why it would be any different privately, at least on the record, is absolutely opposed. Now, can arms be twisted? Can bread be buttered? Of course. But until Phil Mendelson and the D.C. Council votes and approves this plan going forward, and even if they do, there could still be other issues. But that's the main one. We know that the land is transferred. We know that's good. We know that the deal has been struck. That's good. We don't know what exactly will be the resolution, presumably of the will of residents in that area, Ward 7, and of the D.C. Council. We don't know. So anybody that thinks this is a done deal and they scored a touchdown this morning, maybe they kicked a field goal. Maybe they're facing third and goal from the 1.5-yard line. But it ain't over yet, people. And on this radio show, we deal with reality. Not fantasy, we deal with reality. And right now, it is not complete reality. And even if the D.C. Council approves, which is still multiple months away, even if that's the case, until we see a structure basically, I don't know, more than 50% done, because again, go check out what happened in Carolina with the Panthers practice facility. Until we see that, you should not in any way, shape, or form be thinking for sure a stadium is coming back to RFK, because there's a lot of political football that can be played. Will it? I don't know. How much? Don't know exactly. I do not expect this to be easy, certainly not as easy as Mayor Bowser and the Commanders tried to make it this morning. I'm not telling you that it's not going to happen. I'm just telling you to pause, take a deep breath. I'm telling you the truth, and the reality is this is not done. It's been a hell of an offensive drive so far. But it's not done. The touchdown has not been scored. And it might be a while before that happens, if it ever happens. And then what if it doesn't happen? Well, they were asked that. And, of course, they don't want to talk about the negatives or the downside. That's how politics work. Make no mistake about it. This is a huge political deal. This is a political arrangement before it's a football arrangement. That being said, there's a lot of potential excitement. What we're looking at, approximately 65,000 seats. What we're looking at is a domed roof. What we don't know yet is retractable or translucent or permanent. What we're looking at is lots of suites and luxury boxes and club seatings and all of that stuff, but not a lot of parking. 8,000 spots approximately to begin with. And we are not looking at a wide abundance of tailgating spots. Why? Because there's going to be parking garages. There's going to be limited space to do all of the other things that they want to and need to do to make money year-round. It's not going to be what it used to be. Now, yes, you can take the train. They're going to do a feasibility study on what to do with that metro stop and how to either improve it, enhance it, or maybe build a new one. Who knows? But if you are counting on the tailgate experience to be exactly what you are used to at FedEx Field / Northwest Stadium, get that out of your mind. That's not happening. And if that is going to be a deal breaker, understandable. You be you. You do you. Right? You do you. What we also found out for sure was probably my greatest fear of building a new stadium, which is PSLs. Personal seat licenses. My understanding, and I don't know all of the questions and answers, but they did confirm. Commanders team officials did confirm that there will be personal seat licenses at the new stadium. Again, that was expected, but they did confirm that. What you get in exchange for the money that you have to lay out, that's what I don't know. How they're going to do that, I don't know. I was told originally that would not be the same as being like a burgundy and gold club member or whatever they call it, the burgundy and gold elite level membership, and where you get all the different gifts and powwows and experiences for being a member of those clubs. I was told that originally, less than a year ago, by a senior official. However, I don't know if that's changed. I don't know if it will change. I don't know if you will just simply have to pay whatever it might be, $1,000, $1,500, $2,000, $2,500, whatever it is. Obviously, they didn't have those numbers. Just to have a right, just to have a right to buy a stadium ticket, or a season ticket, I should say. I mean, everybody does it a little bit different, and I do not have all the answers to that. The only answer I have right now, today, is that indeed there will be PSLs. And I think that will be a big-time problem for a lot of people. Even those that are filthy rich, unless they figure out a way, I think a lot of people are going to be very upset about that.
Won't impact me.
Why won't it impact you there?
I'm always working on game day.
Well, that is true. That is true. I mean, and it probably won't affect a lot of people that live on a budget. Quite honestly, if you have season tickets to the Commanders, and especially if you're in one of these burgundy and gold club things, whatever, red zone club, whatever they call it, and especially if you're going to have to buy a PSL, you ain't living on a budget, man. Maybe you're living on a different stratosphere budget, but you ain't living on a normal person's budget. I'm telling you, right here, right now, and sorry, this is the way my brain works, but I would not be honest with you. I would not be truthful with you if my brain didn't go, yep, but what about this? What about that? How come this? How come that? That's my job. And also, that's just how my brain works. Yes, we can celebrate a stadium deal being agreed to and announced with all the particulars, the rosy particulars from their side. But what we don't have right now is the other side. And what we do have right now is the official acknowledgement. Acknowledge me! Of PSLs, which my understanding is the devil to most fan bases. So you do with that whatever you want. Your reaction, what you've seen, what you've heard. How excited are you? How nervous are you? Do you think it'll go through? 301-230-0980. 301-230-0980. I'll give you some more details throughout the show. We'll also get later into what the Commanders did over the weekend in the draft And also a huge Capitals win last night in Montreal. And a huge weekend for the Nationals, which they look to make 3 out of 4 of over the weekend over the New York Mets later on this afternoon here in the Navy Yard. All of that to come right here on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals, but you're scrolling your phone, and maybe you're in bed. Because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt, or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So, download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth-shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
So I want to start by saying, welcome home. Let's give our commanders a big Washington, D.C. welcome. We are so happy to talk this morning about bringing our team home to the sports capital, back to RFK, where they belong.
I like this tune. It's a really good tune to come back with.
Soundgarden, man. Classic.
Absolutely. No doubt about it. Metal Chris spinning the tunes on the other side and playing the sound and answering your calls at 301-230-0980. That was Mayor Muriel Bowser just a couple of hours ago, actually. A little more than 2 hours ago at a press conference at the National Press Club, which your boy was a part of, and listening intently. And that all sounds great. That's awesome. And it's a historic day, and it should be a day that's celebrated. It's just not a day that means the finish line has been crossed. And some of you are not going to like that. And some of you are not going to like that. I'm worried about PSLs. That's okay. That's why we give you the forum. To yell at me or to voice your displeasure or to talk about it. It should not be, if we're doing our job, it should not be all roses and pretty flowers. You might get that elsewhere, not here. I'm excited. I want the project to go through. But I got to be honest with you. My job is to not be a champion for the Washington Commanders, nor is it my job to be a champion or a blind homer for the city of Washington, D.C. and Mayor Muriel Bowser's office. My job is to be as fair as possible. My job is to try and educate myself. My job is to talk about it in a mature, responsible sort of way, but it is not, and let me repeat, not to be a cheerleader. It is not to just say pretty things and not give you the reality of the situation. That's their job. They didn't want to talk about the negatives. I do. I have no choice. That's my job. So you will hear some things, I'm sure, that will rub you the wrong way. That's okay. Call us, 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. We're with you on the Team 980, the Odyssey app. We're always live and free there. Why don't we do this? Before we get to all the calls, because I see you all lining up now, they're calling it a field of opportunities. What is the opportunity at hand? Is it to make Washington, D.C., as they're calling it, the sports capital again? But wait, we already have the Nationals, the Capitals, the Wizards, the D.C. Defenders, and more. Or is this an opportunity for everybody to make a lot of money? What is it? All the details coming up throughout the day right here on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app. First, a quick trending alert. All right, again, as we just mentioned, the Commanders and Washington, D.C. striking a deal that will ultimately be in the $4 billion range when all is expected and said to be done. However, D.C. City Council still needs to approve the plan, and that can be a tricky process that we will deal with over the summer and into the fall. The team and the D.C. government hope to break ground in late 2026. That's next year, late next year, perhaps as late as early 2027, with a opening scheduled for the summer and fall of 2030. Meanwhile, in the Stanley Cup playoffs, the Caps coming home with a 3-1 lead, rather, and they'll have today off, the players will, and they'll get set for Game 5 Wednesday night at Capital One Arena, looking to advance to the second round. Tonight, Florida leads Tampa Bay 2-1. They're at home, first up at 7 o'clock, followed by Colorado and Dallas. That series tied 2-2 at 9:30 in the NBA playoffs. It's Cleveland looking for the four-game sweep over Miami at 7:30, followed by Golden State with a 2-1 series lead over Houston at 10 o'clock. And as we mentioned, the Nats try and take 3 out of 4 and get to 14-15 on the year as they take on the New York Mets here in the Navy Yard at 4:05 on 106.7 The Fan. And that's what's trending.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Alrighty, right back with you. 36 minutes after the hour. We're getting right out to the calls in just a sec. So just back again from this press conference in which they announced the stadium deal. They say the size of the 180-acre campus at RFK is like 4 wharfs. 18 D.C. city centers, they said.
I hope the parking is going to be better than the wharf, though.
Well, there's only going to be 8,000 parking spots, they say, to start. Now, there's a possibility down the road, once the stadium is built and whatever, that they will there's a plan in place to invest in more parking. I'll explain that later.
8,000 for 65,000 seats?
Right.
Yeah.
And only select amount, and only a select amount is going to be reserved for tailgating. So meaning 8,000 parking spots, that's not 8,000 tailgating spots. That means 8,000 parking spots, and probably, my guess would be, I don't know, 500, 1,000, maybe, tailgating spots or spots that you can tailgate.
Ticket just for yeah. those.
And yeah. yes, you will. Yeah. Or it's certainly in a special area. And no longer can you set up your big freaking canopy tents and have your, your truck, your 4Runner truck take up three different spots. That's not happening. That's not happening like it happens in Landover. I will get into the PSLs and everything and more details as we weave throughout the show. Obviously, this will be our main topic. We will talk about the Caps. We will talk about the Nationals. We will get a little bit in on the NFL draft and Shador. But honestly, with this announcement this morning and all of the coverage and all of the questions and all of the things, this is going to be our main focus because why not? It's the biggest story. It's much bigger than who they took in the fifth round, quite honestly. So let's get to it on the phones. Make your comments as brief as we can at 301-230-0980. Let's get to Rob in Tampa to start out the show on the Odyssey app. What's up, Rob?
Russ, come on, man. I know I ain't been calling as often as I used to.
Russ.
Not even Russ. You, Russ. I'm
Ross.
Like
Ross.
Ricky Rose,
Ross, my brain is absolutely dead. I don't, yeah, it said Rob, so sorry. I didn't know. I'm sorry. Ross, my bad. I'm Russ. You're Ross. And my brain is absolutely fried. I have had 9 days of just enough.
And let me apologize to Heavy Metal Chris, because sometimes when I just get going, and I need the water hose to cool me off and calm down. I was going off to him as if it was his show for a second. But let me vent you for 10 seconds max before we jump into the stadium talk. Man, it's crazy how Jade Cargill gets nearly put through a windshield, and Naomi has Elimination Chamber door slammed on her head, and the payoff is just a match. It was just a match. They exchanged hammerlocks and arm drags. It drove me insane that it was not a violent match. Not even a single throw into the steel steps. Thought that match could have been a little bit more violent.
That's fair. That's fair.
Okay. But no.
I don't know where it goes from. I don't know what they do from here, but, you know, I guess we'll find out.
The way she attacked her on Friday is starting to seem more comedic to me, and I'm kind of like starting to lose interest.
I didn't see that. Between the NFL draft and the Caps, and now this, I am so far behind. I have not seen it, so I didn't know about that. So we'll figure it out. But anyway, go on to the Commander Stadium thing.
So that's why I love you, man, because you keep it real, man. And I kind of forgot about the whole situation in Virginia a year ago when their press conferences were happening and then didn't happen. So I'm hoping that's not the case here. But let's say everything is cool and, you know, everything, all the hands are shaking, all the pens are papered up and whatever, and the shirt,
shovel is drowned, yeah, in the ground, right?
In terms of the football facility, in terms of the complex, man, everybody keeps talking about, oh, man, you got to look at how they do it at SoFi. You got to look at how they look at Allegiant. You know who has the nicest stadium and the nicest facility to go with it in the NFL? In my opinion, of course,
Atlanta?
It's the Minnesota Vikings.
Oh, Minnesota, yeah.
Well, they're second. If they do something similar to that, man, which is based off the renderings I saw, I'm a happy guy. But like I told Sheehan earlier, I already put in my 5 years notice. Should everything go the way in which it's supposed to go? And I don't know about these PSLs or whatever you're talking about, but I'm hoping I'm at the very first game. But we'll just have to see about that. But as a non-DC residential fan of this football team, I couldn't be happier for sure. So I'm just hoping all ducks are in a row and we're dealing with good people and good. Muriel Bowles, I don't know her personally. I don't know her and how she does things in DC because I don't live there. But she seems like a genuine person. I just hope she and Harris Group and Company can all get it figured out. And then when the hands are raised, which is I wish they had. That's what I was telling Chris. I wish they would have did all of the hand raising and the votes and stuff. Then have the press conference once it's 100% official.
Right.
But I'm hoping it works out, man. But good talking to you, Russ. Now let's get some other calls going.
Thank you, Ross. Appreciate you. Sorry about. I mean, my brain is mashed potatoes right now. Just, I mean, I know you. I know I complain about traffic a lot. The last 9 days have just been insanity. Just insanity. Utter and pure insanity. All right, let's get to, let's go to D-Dub next up. What up, D-Dub? How are you?
Hey, what's up there, Rooster?
What's up, D-Dub?
Hey, look here, man. I got something to say. Your boy Craig Hoffman hung up on me when we was when they was talking about the Redskins change name and what the stadium used to be. First of all, I used to work at DIA, and a scientist came down and had me to dig 50 feet down into the ground. I took the backhoe, dug 20 feet, took the bucket, lift myself down in the hole, put the outriggers out, and dug down another 20 feet. 3 minutes, he come up with an hour here. Indians was here before anybody else got here. The burial ground was across the street at St. Elizabeth. They had to pay big money to move the burial ground. Now, they was talking about the stadium. The stadium, the mayor of the Washington, D.C., I call her the sports queen. She saved the Wizards. She saved the Capitals. She's going to save the Commanders. And watch this. The stadium is 5 ways out of there. Every avenue, I'm born and raised in D.C. I got 3 Frank Howard balls that came over top of the stadium in my house right now. There's 5 ways out of the city. Each one take you to Washington or Maryland.
What about Virginia? What about Virginia?
It takes you to Virginia too. Okay. Washington, Virginia,
or
Maryland.
I know. I was just busting chops.
So you're just playing. And watch this. I'm going again. All you haters that don't want this team, think they ain't coming in, watch this. My granddaddy and my dad always told me, and I know what he meant by it. Money talks. See y'all later. Love you.
All right. There we go. Hopefully we got that in time. That was a Freudian slip, I'm sure, but, you know, got to watch our language, guys. Otherwise, your boy's going to get fired. 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. Let's get to Little next up. What up, Little?
Rooster. Little. Not all the metal.
Yes.
D-Dub talking the truth. D-Dub talking the truth. They're going to have ferry boats come from Alexandria, Rooster.
Yeah.
Rooster, let me say something, man. A couple years ago, I gave you the nickname Mr. Reluctant. Now, you my main man. I respect you a lot. But I'd like for you to make that statement about the Nets. Oh, the Nets beat the Nets. My team. Let's talk about that first. We got them out the way. We're going to sweep them, too. Hey, look, let me say
well,
this.
Well, it's not a sweep because they lost on Saturday, but they could take 3 out of 4, yes.
Oh, we lost to the Mets?
Yes.
We lost to the Mets?
On Saturday, 2-0.
Oh, okay. We're going to get them today or tomorrow.
Yeah. Well, hey, no, look, today is the last game of the series.
Let me say this. Off the top, my gangster president, Trump, yeah, this is a Republican city, to be honest, Bruce.
Yeah, just let's keep the politics as light as we can, okay?
But he's already got with the mayor, so this ain't gonna happen no matter what. Mm-hmm. Ain't no vote gonna stop it or not. Man, them boys been in D.C., even the commissioner from this area. Man, you gotta realize, Rooster, this is the capital of the nation, the capital of the United States. We got to be high class, man. We bringing this thing back. You got to get on board, Rooster. You're a New York man, but you got to get on board. Pop.
I am on board. I'd love for them to build it, but it doesn't mean that I can't worry about things going as smoothly and as easily as they say.
Nothing's going to happen.
What do you mean nothing's going
to
happen?
Rooster, they brought it to
I
the
gave
table,
you a million player. Examples of what could happen.
No. Money talk, man. Just like D-Dub said, Rooster, ain't nothing going to happen.
Okay.
Player. Hey, look, shout out to my man, Lou. You're going to win this thing at home, Lou,
right.
The Caps.
All
Let's
right.
talk about that, too, Rooster.
Okay, thank you, Little.
Hey, look, you struggle. We need you to get involved, man.
Thank you, Little. Appreciate it. You guys are funny.
Let's break.
Let's take a timeout. On the Team 980 and the Odyssey app, more of your calls straight ahead. Stay with us. All right, we're back 10 minutes in front of the top of the hour. Good to have you with us. Back from the mayor's press conference. So what we found out today, I'm just going to sprinkle in some nuggets of information. The Commanders' investment is not $2.5 billion, it's $2.7 billion for what they're calling vertical construction, meaning the construction of the stadium. It's the single largest private investment in the history of Washington, D.C. As far as the district, they're going to pay $500 million for what they call horizontal construction, $181 million from Events DC for parking. So that's 681. $175 million by fiscal year 2032, which is generated by actual stadium activity and reinvested primarily in parking. That's why I keep saying like 8,000 to start. They might be able to do more down the line. But that is a total investment right there of just those three numbers that I gave you, $500 million, $175 million, and $181 million before or by fiscal year 2032 of it's like 800 and let me see here. I did the math earlier. 675, 775. It's about $855 million. So we were then told in a session before the mayor's press conference that the actual number would be $1.1 approximately billion dollars in terms of the city's outlay. And here's how we got to that. Besides the three numbers that I just gave you, what they're also saying is that there is a $202 million roadway utility infrastructure and WMATA Metro capacity study charge that was going to be spent no matter what. No matter what. For redevelopment at the site. So it counts. It's not included in that $500 million that I just gave you and those other two numbers, but it was going to be, apparently, according to the mayor's office, spent no matter what, which makes sense, right? You do anything with that property instead of letting it be an eyesore, you got to spend money. People don't understand that. You got to spend money. So if you add $202 million to like $855 million, just roughly, that puts us what, boys and girls? Over $1 billion. Then, if you also include, which they are including and acknowledging, that there is going to be another $89 million to construct a new state-of-the-art sportsplex that is currently known as the Fields at RFK. So that puts us over $1.1 billion in terms of investment from Washington, D.C. Now, a lot of people, myself included, said when the details of the or the leak of the details last week came out that, oh, D.C.'s only putting in $850 million or whatever it was. That's not that bad. What's another $300 million to that? Well, I mean, it's another $300 million. Some people are going to squawk about that. I can't imagine if Phil Mendelson was issuing a statement to Eric Flack of WUSA-TV earlier or last week after the details of the NBC4 leak came out, that he was not happy about that public funding. I can't imagine he's going to be happy about an extra $300 million on top of that. Now, whether he knew about that or not at that point, I don't know. The bottom line is, he's the opposition. He is the opposition. All right, let's squeeze one more in here before the top of the hour. I need you guys I need you guys to tighten up for me, baby. I need you guys to stop talking about graveyards and all sorts of weird stuff. Let's go. The stadium coming back to RFK is not a done deal. It was announced as a deal. It's not a done deal. Let's get to Greg in D.C. next up. What's up, Greg? How are you?
Hey, Roos. Long-time listener, first-time caller.
Hey, Greg. Nice to have you aboard.
Yes, sir. Couple of things, real quick. First thing is the parking. You talked about the RVs and the tailgating.
Uh-huh.
There can be a portion of that for those large vehicles, campers, whatever they have out there, and some outside parking. But they also can build a parking lot where it's horizontal versus vertical.
Yes.
Because everybody is not going to be outside. So
right.
That can take some space as well.
Right, but I think when they say horizontal, that's what that means. Event DC, which the number I just gave you, but also to your point, there will be a specific RV lot or whatever. There will be probably, I mean, it has to be, because it can't be, I don't think, in a parking garage. There has to be horizontal parking spaces or a parking area for tailgaters. But I guess my point is, out of that 8,000, it's not going to be all 8,000. It's going to be a right. very certain select number, which we asked about, and they did not give us that number just yet.
Okay, I can see that, because they still doesn't have the plans and however they're going to construct it. Fine. My second point was going to Shador.
Sanders?
You know, I think Mr. Sanders has been devalued, because out of all the scouting and the Columbine and everything else, he was ranked higher. At least two of the first five, and that puts him at minimum inside of the top 10 quarterbacks, right? And I believe that bringing him down in the draft is going to affect his bottom line, as far as, you know, what he can count in his pocket.
Yeah. Well, right? here's the deal, Greg. I'm going to get into Shador later on. You know, right now, obviously, talking about the stadium, but I acknowledge what you're saying. I appreciate the call. Good to hear from you. I'm not mad or anything. Here's the thing. I don't care about Shador Sanders' pocket. He's got plenty of money. I don't care. Two, what we don't know, and what we'll never really know for sure, other than the anonymous quotes, is just how bad these meetings and interviews went, and just how much he turned off the entire NFL. That's what we don't know just yet, other than the proof being the pudding, on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app.